from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Listener hears the news read by Steve. First, the headlines. Minister Prabowo holds meeting with President Vladimir Putin in Russia. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan invites investors to develop North Kalimantan's grain industry. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto held a meeting with the President of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, at the Kremlin Palace in Moscow on Wednesday. During the meeting, Minister Prabowo affirmed Indonesia's commitment to strengthen bilateral relations with Russia. He also emphasized his desire to continue and expand cooperation of both countries. The main discussions on cooperation between the two countries include food security, energy, and education. In relation to education, Minister Prabowo further conveyed a scholarship plan for Indonesian students to study in Russia.
My main emphasis, apart from food security, energy security, but also for education. And I plan to initiate a massive scholarship program to send our students outside Indonesia, especially for medical training, because we have a shortage of 160,000 doctors, medical doctors. So we would like to, if possible, to send some of our young boys and girls to study in Russian universities, technical colleges, and we will initiate. I plan to allocate a special budget for the scholarship.
Moreover, at a meeting with President Vladimir Putin, Minister Prabowo Subianto invited the Russian delegation to attend the Indonesian Defense Conference and Defense Exhibition to be held in November 2024. In addition, Minister Prabowo also invited Russia to participate in the Indonesian Navy Parade in early 2025. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan invited investors to join in green industry development, including carbon capture storage in North Kalimantan. The government wants to see the CCS industry become a huge business in the future. Hence, he invites foreign investors to invest their resources in Kalimantan. This was stated by Minister Panjaitan while opening the second International and Indonesia Carbon Capture and Storage Forum on Wednesday. According to the minister, Indonesia has the largest petrochemical plant in North Kalimantan with a capacity of 4 times 16 million tons per year. The North Kalimantan Grain Industrial Zone will develop electronic alumina with a production capacity of 3 million tons and iron and steel with a production capacity of 5 million tons. Indonesia Gulf Cooperation Council Free Trade Agreement is expected to increase Indonesian exports to the Gulf region. This was stated by Indonesian Trade Minister Zulkifli Hasan at the launch of the Indonesia Gulf Cooperation Council Free Trade Agreement on Wednesday. Indonesia and the six Gulf Cooperation Council member countries, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and Qatar, already share an extensive relationship. However, according to him, cooperation in the trade sector has not been maintained optimally. He noted that Indonesia Gulf Cooperation Council trade relations have great potential value. Therefore, he asked that the agreement be completed without delay. Health Ministry is preparing medical teams and health facilities for Independence Day at the new capital of Nusantara in East Kalimantan in August 2024. Medical teams and health facilities will be on standby from August 14th until the 18th, 2024 for the state event at Nusantara. This was stated by the Minister's Director of Health Service Governance Sunardo on Wednesday. He further said that the initial stage began with the delivery of equipment and agencies and functional testing of small-sized room equipment for mini intensive care units and health posts. Iran was set to hold funeral procession on Thursday for Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh ahead of his burial in Doha after he was killed in a strike in Tehran blamed on Israel. As quoted by ArabNews.com, the Islamic Republic's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, will lead the prayers for Haniyeh, having earlier threatened a harsh punishment for his killing. Haniyeh's death was announced Wednesday by Iran's Revolutionary Guards, who said he and his bodyguard were killed in a strike on their accommodation in the Iranian capital at 2 a.m. or 22:30 GMT. It came just hours after Israel targeted and killed top Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in a retaliatory strike on Lebanon's capital of Beirut, sending fears of a wider regional war soaring. The Ukrainian military stated that Russia has launched one of the largest drone attacks on Ukraine since the war began, mainly targeting overnight the region in and around the capital Kyiv. And the military also said that all 89 drones fired were shot down. As quoted by CNN.com, it marked the largest attack on the capital so far this year, and the seventh time Russia has targeted Kyiv this month. The massive attack lasted more than 7 hours, and the drones came in two waves, Kyiv officials said, adding that not a single drone reached its target. There were no hits to residential or critical infrastructure, and no casualties in the Kyiv region, according to regional military head Ruslan Kravchenko. However, 13 houses were damaged and rescuers extinguished one fire caused by the downed drones. The majority of the UAV debris fell outside the settlement. Singapore and US inked a landmark deal on Wednesday to study how nuclear technology can support climate and energy needs. As quoted by CNA.com, the agreement, commonly known as a 1-2-3 agreement, was signed by Foreign Affairs Minister Vivian Balakrishnan and US Secretary of State Antony Blinken on the second day of his official visit to Singapore. However, Singapore has not made any decision regarding the deployment of nuclear energy in the country. Read a fact sheet appended to the joint statement on Wednesday. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia KJRI in Frankfurt in collaboration with Merah Putih Sejati Merpati EV Organization held the Indonesia Culture and Arts Festival IKAF 2024 kicked off at Wisma Indonesia in Frankfurt on July 24, 2024. The event is to promote IKAF, scheduled to take place at the Titus Forum Building, Northwest Zentrum, in Frankfurt from August 9 to 11, 2024. IKAF is an integrated promotional event of Indonesian arts, culture, culinary, and various products. This event involves several countries from Germany, Europe, and Indonesia. the Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia in Frankfurt, Antonius Yudi Triantoro, said that the COP is a golden opportunity to introduce and promote Indonesia's rich culture, tradition, and diversity to the international society, especially in Germany. He invited all Indonesian people and diasporas to actively participate in the success of ECOF. The ECOF Cave COP was marked by a 50-meter-long red and white flag parade, followed by a national oration or declaration about Indonesia. The kickoff was also enlivened by a traditional dance performance, Yapong from Betawi, performed by Iramanda Dance Group. Yanti Syukur, as a representative of Merpati EV Board, explained that ECAF is a part of an ongoing effort to promote Indonesia in Germany, as has been done over the past few years, especially in Frankfurt. ECAF kickoff also included the signing of a memorandum of understanding in organizing ECAF between the Indonesian Consulate General in Frankfurt and Merpati EV. The eccentric and energetic Condong dance performed by representative of the Nyama Braya Bali group brought the series of ECAF kickoff activities to an end. The traditional dances performed were a teaser for future ECAF visitors who will later experience various Indonesian cultural art performances, including traditional dances, traditional musical instrument, fashion shows, and band performances. Besides, visitors can also enjoy culinary bazaars and products of Indonesian MSMEs, photo exhibition, as well as batik and weaving exhibition at ECAF.
Listener, we begin today in history with an event on 1st August about World Breastfeeding Day. World Breastfeeding Day is commemorated every August 1st. The commemoration of the World Breastfeeding Day is followed by a series of World Breastfeeding Week, which runs from August 1st to 7th every year. The purpose of organizing World Breastfeeding Week is to make people aware of the importance of breastfeeding for children. Breast milk provides benefits for health, nutrition, and emotional mother and child. Breast milk is the best source of nutrition for babies and protects them from various diseases. World Breastfeeding Week or World Breastfeeding Day was launched by the World Alliance for Breastfeeding Action on 14th February 1991. We move to the next event about bomb explosion at Atrium Plaza. A bomb exploded at Atrium Plaza, Senen area, Central Jakarta on August 1, 2001 at night. The explosion destroyed window glass and a number of shops on the ground floor. A total of 6 people were victims in the incident. The perpetrators were later identified as Edi Setiono alias Abbas and Taufik bin Abdul Halim. For the incident, Taufik was sentenced to death while Abbas was sentenced to life imprisonment. We end today in history with the World Lung Cancer Day. Every 1st August is commemorated as World Lung Cancer Day. The commemoration of World Lung Cancer Day aims to inform the public about the main causes of lung cancer, as well as to increase public awareness of the importance of maintaining lung health. World Lung Cancer Day was first organized on 1st August 2012 by the Forum of International Respiratory Societies. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Yeah.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Environment and Forestry Ministry strengthens forest data accuracy by field survey. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry ensured that the geospatial data owned by Indonesia about forestry is valid with a field survey. This was important considering the data plays an important role in policy making. As quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, the Ministry's Director General for Forestry, Planology and Environmental Governance, Hanif Faisal Nurofik, explained that the Ministry has 98 pieces of thematic geospatial information from the achieved 25 targets of geospatial information. He also explained that the Ministry's geospatial tech being used in Indonesia's own map policy has an adequate accuracy, for it is supported by field surveys to ensure the satellite imagery matches with the field facts. According to Hanif Faisal Nurofik, the data developed by the Environment and Forestry Ministry gained international appreciation and recognition. In addition, the satellite imagery analysis needs some further steps to ensure the accuracy, mainly because there might be potential difference between satellite image and the real condition. One of them is because there is a factor of different environmental covers in Indonesia. Therefore, according to Nurofik, the Environment and Forestry Ministry carried out a field survey after obtaining the satellite image. This aims to validate the update the data. He then highlighted the importance of data verification, considering deforestation is a tool in diplomacy, so that data accuracy is important to enforce. Hanif also added that to support the One Map policy, the Forestry, Planology and Environmental Governance Directorate General also strengthened the organization by holding a forum that gathers stakeholders of the ministry periodically. There is also technology and information strengthening, including manpower development for the geospatial sector. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Di hari itu ku mulai kembali bersamamu dengan sedikit waktu menghabiskan waktu sejenak di sini untuk sekedar
Gandengan
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder. Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to West Halmahera Regency that is organizing Jailolo Bay Festival 2024 from July 31st to August 3rd, 2024. Jailolo Bay Festival is one of the annual tourism and cultural events in the West Halmahera Regency involving all stakeholders. This festival aims to familiarize visitors with tourism and cultural potential in the area, governed by the so-called Jiko Makolano. This year, Jailolo Bay Festival is themed Culture for Future, Sustainable and Investment. This theme means developing and preserving culture is an investment for a sustainable future. Listener, Jailolo Bay Festival has various main performances such as Sigofi Ngolo Ritual, Orom Sasadu, Cultural Parade, and Sasadu on the Sea. Sigofi Ngolo Ritual is a prayer recitation followed by exploring islands around Jailolo Bay and visiting ancestor graves in Babua Island. Orom Sasadu is a traditional ritual of Sahu tribe community to express gratitude for the harvest. A variety of traditional food and snacks made from the harvest will be served. Meanwhile, Sasadu on the Sea is a colossal art performance showcasing dance and music that will be performed at the peak of the event on August 2nd. Jailolo Bay Festival 2024 is different from the previous year. This year, there will be a cultural parade held by the West Halmahera Indigenous Tribe. This cultural parade will present all indigenous tribes and other tribes that have been residing in the West Halmahera Regency. This parade will also involve cultural organizations, communities, and students from elementary school to high school, as well as the associated regional apparatus organizations in the West Halmahera. Besides the main performances, the festival also carries out other activities such as Tabarulan Expedition, FTJ Idol, Culture-Based Creative Dance Competition, Rowing Competition, A Craft Goes to School, FTJ Expo, Lewang Kalapa Peeling Coconuts Competition, and Live Entertainment. The Live Entertainment on August 3rd themed Voicing Out Local will be presenting Halmahera local artists. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Bila banyak masalah hidupmu, ku harap dirimu tak usah mengeluh, percaya dan yakinkan dirimu. Kau bisa mengubah keluh jadi senyum. Tak ada satupun manusia yang tak pernah disinggahi masalah. Mungkin inilah cara yang kuasa jadikanmu lebih dari dewasa. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu. Tunjukkan pada dunia bahwa kau mampu. Masih banyak yang lebih susah hidupnya. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu. Yang tak pernah disinggahi masalah. Mungkin ini
masa sulitmu. Ceritakan kembali pada dunia cara mengubah keluh jadi senyuman. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu. Tunjukkan pada dunia bahwa kau mampu. Masih banyak yang lebih susah hidupnya. Senyumlah, syukuri hidupmu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present to you Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, welcome back to our program Miscellany. Today's edition of Miscellany comes to greet you with the title Jailolo Bay Festival 2024. Listeners, the government of West Halmahera Regency is organizing Jailolo Bay Festival (FTJ) 2024 from July 31st to August 3rd, 2024. Jailolo Bay Festival is one of the annual tourism and cultural events in the West Halmahera Regency, involving all stakeholders. This festival aims to familiarize visitors with tourism and cultural potential in the area governed by the so-called Jiko Makolano. This year, FTJ is themed Culture for Future, Sustainable in Investment. This theme means developing and preserving culture as an investment for a sustainable future. Listeners, the FTJ 2024 has various main performances such as Sigofi Ngolo Ritual, Oram Sasadu, Cultural Parade, and Sasadu on the Sea. Sigofi Ngolo Ritual is a prayer recitation followed by exploring islands around Jailolo Bay and visiting ancestor graves in Babua Island. Oram Sasadu is a traditional ritual of the Sahu tribe community to express gratitude for the harvest. A variety of traditional food and snacks made from the harvest will be served. Meanwhile, Sasadu on the Sea is a coastal art performance showcasing dance and music that will be performed at the peak of the event on August 2nd. FTJ 2024 is different from the previous year. This year, there will be a cultural parade held by the West Halmahera Indigenous Tribe. This cultural parade will present all indigenous tribes and other tribes that have been residing in the West Halmahera Regency. This parade will also involve cultural organizations, communities, and students ranging from elementary school to high school, as well as the associated regional apparatus organizations in the West Halmahera. Besides the main performances, FTJ 2024 also carries out other activities such as Tabaru Land Expeditions, FTJ Idol, culture-based creative dance competitions, rowing competitions, aircraft goes to school, FTJ Expo, Lewang Kalapa or peeling coconuts competitions, and live entertainment. The live entertainment on August 3rd, 2024, themed Voicing Out Local, will be presenting Halmahera local artists. And that was today's episode of Miss Lenny. Bye-bye.
Kembali rasa ini tumbuh dan takkan. akan mati. Kau masih jadi kekasih, ku jadi jangan takut ku ke lain hati. Biasa ku cinta satu, ku pinta jaga hati biar ku makin cinta. Percaya rasa, jangan dengar cerita, pegang janji ini ku tak coba bertindak. Biasa saat cinta satu sama pinta, jangan terlalu mengekang rasa. Karena kalau usah ku bilang, saat takkan bertindak karena susah. Cinta tumbuh sebisanya, cinta dan rasa itu pelengkapnya. Jangan hanya datang dan tinggalkan lara. Aku tetap cinta walau tak bersuara. Biasa ku cinta, coba kau pahami. Ku sudah bilang sayang, sayang, jaga hati ini. Mendua aku berhenti mencari cukup kau dalam mimpi. Ini, ini dan nanti. Biasa saat cinta.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App and Shortwave Frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Music Corner. Listener, here is a song by Stinky. Stinky was formed in Jakarta in 1992. The early formation of the group consisted of Andre Taulani as vocal, Ndang S. Hartanti as guitar, Nano Hellman as guitar, Irwan Batara as bass, and Eddie Darmawan as drum. Stinky gained their fame via the song Mungkinkah or Is It Possible? Part of the self-titled album Stinky, released in 1997. Later in 1998, Stinky released their second album titled JTD. The album consisted of 10 songs with Jangan Tutup Dirimu or Don't Shoot Yourself In as the main hits. The song was about someone who wishes to get love and attention from their lover. Well, here is Jangan Tutup Dirimu or Don't Shoot Yourself In by Stinky.
Dari hati yang paling dalam terucap kata cinta untukmu yang telah lama ingin ku katakan. Sungguh takkan ku ingkari, hari demi hari telah terlewati, tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum aku datang. Biarkan ku mencoba menjadi milikmu. Jangan tutup dirimu. Salahkah diri ini yang mencoba
cintaimu, jangan tutup dirimu.
Banyak yang dapat kulakukan untuk membuktikan cintaku, tapi kata hati yang tulus dan suci, sungguh aku cinta kamu. Hari demi hari telah terlewati, tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadari. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum aku datang. Biarkan ku mencoba menjadi milikmu. Jangan tutup dirimu. Salahkah diri ini yang selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum aku datang. Biarkan ku mencoba menjadi tutup dirimu. Salahkah diri ini yang mencintaimu? Jangan tutup dirimu. Dan memang ku akui, setulus hatiku aku cinta padamu. Salahkah diri ini yang mencintaimu? Jangan tutup dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.